Most of you found that interesting. Not Jean and Nelson, however. She says, most of the population is getting sick of your one-sided stories and interviews about the USA election. Unfair journalism. Mind you, that's true for a lot of subjects that you cover. Oh, my goodness, you are just inundating me with vegetable suggestions. Whilst they have long best before dates, milk and cream, this is beyond vegetables, I understand that, milk and cream can be frozen in their containers or decanted into smaller second-use containers. I never find that milk or cream stand up very well to be frozen. Afterwards, they separate. But, I don't know, clearly your experience is different. Crusts, says somebody else. Nobody eats them. I eat crusts. In the UK, somebody told me, they sell half loaves already sliced so that you can put it in the freezer easily and there's no waste. I was summarising that because I've lost the text now. Some fridges have an orange-coloured light in the vegetable compartment, which is supposed to keep green vegetables fresh. Who knew that was in there? Carrots aren't used to light, so they don't do well. I put mine in a blue plastic box, which cancels out the orange light, and the carrots stay fresh for ages. Really? What about lemon waste? Can't put it in the compost. Ugh, you can. Really, you can. Wrap avocados, as somebody else, in a paper towel in the fridge and it does not discolour. Yes, I've heard that. Paper towel or plastic wrap, which I suppose you're not supposed to use anymore. But squirting lemon juice on it is not the best thing. Thank you for the carrot tip, says another. I don't have to roll each carrot in a paper towel anymore. It works brilliantly, but if I just need to put the towel in a bag with the carrots, yee-haw. In our household, says John, there is no food waste. We freeze and preserve food and we use leftovers. Nothing gets thrown out. And if you should have something to throw out, says another, get some chickens. My friend, says Kaz, who works for a food distribution project sourced from two supermarkets, says the cost to dump food, if needed, is built into the price of the goods on the shelf to the consumer, which is an interesting point. Aspirational vegetables, says another. Was it you, Kim, who described those withery vegetables at the back of the fridge this way? You know, the shrunken eggplant syndrome. I don't think it was me, but it is a very good description. Thank you. Yes, I got an OK Boomer text a little earlier. And quite right. I said to Francesca earlier on, we were talking about food waste, and I overreacted. And Martin says, oh, Kim, we boomers have to just accept that millennials have, like, corrupted the language with silly misuse of words awesome and my journey in the space, which is what set me off, are just two examples. Truth is, says Martin, we need bright, energetic and enlightened millennials to fix the mess we boomers have made of the world. Let's get off their case for talking odd at times. That is exactly right. Well spoken, Martin. Mea culpa maxima. I knew it, says somebody else. All those vegans and vegetarians are wasters. We carnivores don't waste meat in the same way you carrot munchers waste poor innocent wheat and celery plants. A steak in my fridge gets cooked and eaten the same day. And Mike said, I mean, so many texts about carrots and God knows what, but Mike said earlier, and I read out the text, that some fridges have an orange-coloured light in the vegetable compartment, supposed to keep vegetables fresh. And carrots aren't used to light, and so they don't do well. But he puts his in a blue plastic box, and they stay fresh for ages. And I said, well, I don't know, maybe he's got a flash fridge. A number of you said that their fridge light goes off when you close the door, which poses the question how you know, but never mind, that's not what we're talking about right now. The question is whether Mike is talking about a special light that shines in the vegetable compartment, whether you close the door or not, or whether he thinks the light in the fridge stays on after you close the door, and that's what he's talking about. It's a mystery that will, for the moment, remain. I should have asked Dr. Chris Smith about it. Let me read this elucidating text about fridge lights. It was from my original correspondent, Mike, who said that there's a little light in the fridge that carrots don't like, so he puts them in a blue box, and everybody said, yeah, but the light goes off when you close the door, Mike. No, Mike says. Further to my text, read carrots and orange light. I was talking about the vegetable drawer in certain Mitsubishi fridges. Other fridges are available. The orange light stays on when the drawer is closed so that green vegetables can photosynthesize and, in theory, stay fresh. Carrots are subterranean, so the light makes them go brown within a couple of days. I tried wrapping them in tin foil as a blackout. It worked, but that was wasting tin foil. The blue plastic box is the opposite colour to orange, so no light gets through and the carrots stay fresh. The orange light is a waste of time anyway, because the fridge is an inverter type that blows cold, dry air into the vegetable drawer, which dries out the greens. And if your broccoli isn't bagged or boxed, it goes floppy in hours. Look, I never knew any of this, Mike. Thank you so much. I am a craft person myself, says a correspondent, a jeweller based here in Wellington, and I just wanted to put a different angle on what you said about the course that Peter Decker's run at Fitterea. It's not so much that the institution turned the jewellery area into something else. It was actually a dwindling of student numbers that led to the closure of the jewellery department, unfortunately. I just wanted to offer that viewpoint, as you made it sound like Fitterea has repurposed the facilities. No students equal no course. Thank you for that. I would just like to ask why, if there was a dwindling of student numbers, why Fitterea built a hugely expensive new jewellery workshop that is now presumably no longer being used. We often talk about this, says Malcolm, at my Get a Life Club. I think you're talking about carrots, Malcolm, and I think carrots deserve more consideration than that. Yes, a continuation of the argument, it's not really an argument, difference of opinion about the jewellery department at the Fitterea Polytechnic. I read out a text earlier saying the dwindling of student numbers led to the closure of the jewellery department of Fitterea. And Peter Decker's long-time jewellery teacher, who ran the course at Fitterea, has said this is not the case. The new rule is 20 students to one tutor ratio. We only have 16 spots. The strength of this course was the coaching aspect, and with big classes, that's not possible anymore. It becomes paint by numbers instead. With regard to David Lewis, I've had a lifelong admiration for Dr. David Lewis. Pretty much read all his books from my teenage years with gasping admiration. Certainly encouraged some of my own way more modest adventures. I have his last book, Shapes and Wind, in front of me. That was his autobiography. And he actually kayaked from boarding school in Whanganui up the Whanganui River in 1934 to Auckland in a self-built kayak. Gosh, you must have just listened to that interview. Well done. Texter says a man in the US was wrongly found guilty because a semicolon was used when a comma should have been used. Sorry, I can't quote the reference. No, but it's in Cecilia's book. It's not that he was wrongly found guilty, if it's the same case that you're talking about. It's that two men committed exactly the same crime and one was sentenced to death and the other one was not. I'm hoping I recall that correctly. My Oxford English grammar text, says the colon links two grammatically complete clauses but marks a step forward, e.g. to commit sin is to break God's law, colon. Sin, in fact, is lawlessness. A semicolon is a more distinct break than would call for a comma, e.g. to err is human, semicolon, to forgive divine. Hope this is helpful. Thank you.